Our lectionary system, that is, the system of readings for Mass on Sundays, is almost a miracle. For almost 1,000 years, the Church had a one-year cycle of readings. And a little more than 50 years ago, our three-year cycle of readings was envisioned, created, approved, translated, approved again after the translation, and then published. The entire process happened in less than 10 years. And I want to remind you that it's the Church, who has never been known for her speedy action on much of anything. Imagine trying to get a floor put in a church. That the Church did this in less than 10 years. The speed with which this happened is part of the miracle. Now, with a three-year cycle of readings on Sundays, we are able to hear more of the Scriptures during Sunday Mass. And if you attend Mass every Sunday for 3 years, then you will hear a majority of the Scriptures. But still, there are many parts and many great events in the Scriptures that are not included, or only partially included. And today is a good example. Today is the only time in the three-year cycle of readings on Sunday during Mass when we hear from the letter of St. Paul to Philemon. Today is the only time in the three-year cycle that we hear from this brief letter on Sunday at the liturgy. It is a brief letter, and it is a really great story. Onesimus was a slave in the house of Philemon. Philemon exercised some kind of leadership in the Christian community, probably at Colossae. Onesimus escaped and met Paul, who was now in prison for preaching the gospel. Onesimus became a Christian and a fellow worker with Paul. Now, the letter that Paul writes to Philemon asks Philemon to receive Onesimus back, not as a runaway slave, but as a brother in Christ. In the letter, Paul reminds Philemon that Philemon received the gospel of Jesus Christ from Paul. So it is that through the preaching of the gospel, Paul is the spiritual father of both Philemon and Onesimus. It's a great story, and we really do not know how it ended. We do not really know why this particular letter was included in the Bible or in the lectionary. But here we have it. This letter is a personal appeal from Paul the Apostle, involving a conflict between two people who heard of Jesus Christ from Paul. It's a great story, and we really do not know how it ended. But we have an idea. Because about 50 years after the death of Paul, the bishop of Antioch, whose name was Ignatius, wrote a letter to the church at Ephesus, a city that is not all that far from Colossae. And the bishop of Antioch, whose name was Ignatius, wrote a letter to the bishop of Ephesus, whose name was Onesimus. So perhaps the bishop of Ephesus is the same Onesimus, and he preserved the letter from Paul that granted him freedom. It's a great story, and we really do not know how it ended. But Philemon and Onesimus both heard the gospel of Jesus Christ for the first time from Paul. From whom did you hear the good news of Jesus Christ for the first time? Who first spoke to you of the Good Shepherd? Who first told you of Jesus taking children in his arms and blessing them? Who first told you of the manger and the magi and the cross and the empty tomb. Who first brought you to the banquet of the Eucharist? For all of them, we pray as we go to the altar of God. Amen.